Tuesday, January 10th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, I want to take you to a story out of the Washington Times. Compass Care CEO James Harden has been fighting for justice ever since his Buffalo Pro-Life Pregnancy Center was firebombed last June. But the incoming House Republican majority has given him reason for hope. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise placed three pro-life measures on his initial list of 15 legislative priorities for the 118th Congress, including a resolution that condemns the rash of attacks on churches and pro-life facilities and urges the Biden administration to take the problem seriously.
Tom, since the leaking of the Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade, there has been almost like a tsunami wave of violence against churches, specifically, by the way, the Roman Catholic Church, because of its stated position on the sanctity of life, but even beyond that, to evangelical churches, but more specifically to the various pro-life pregnancy clinics, such as Compass. Because they're pro-life, they were targeted and firebombed. Tom, here's what's interesting. In the staggering numbers, over 100 churches, 78 pro-life pregnancy centers, there has not been one arrest that has been made. There are claims of ongoing investigations, but if there's anything ever been slow-walked, it would be these investigations, because the reality is no arrests have been made whatsoever. That's why Congressman Scalise is adding these initiatives to call upon the Department of Justice not to create laws. The laws are in place that should be protecting people from violence. But what is abundantly clear, while the Department of Justice and the FBI agents are now being directed by the Biden administration, we have this elevation of arrest of people who are legally protesting outside of abortuaries. And so what is being done by the congressman's initiatives is not to create something that will have to pass, simply creating resolutions that call upon the Department of Justice to do its job, which is to provide justice for all of the citizens and enforce the laws that are to protect the safety of individuals, the safety of businesses. Tom, what's going to be interesting is how we will be able to track this initiative as it starts in the House of Representatives. My assumption, and I think yours is, that it will likely pass given the small Republican majority, 222 to 213. But then when it goes to the Senate, you have a reversal. There you have a small Democratic majority of 51 to 49. Now, what will happen when it gets to the Senate? Will the senators say, hey, regardless of where we are on the abortion debate, we know that people ought to be protected. These kind of violent assaults upon institutions, businesses, and individuals must be stopped, and where they have taken place, they must be investigated. Will they make that kind of a principled statement, or will they, out of pandering to their political base, which includes not only the LGBTQAI plus agenda, but also the pro-abortion agenda, will the Democratic senators and perhaps a few of the Republican senators say, no, we're not going to vote that justice be applied evenly and that everyone be protected from such vigilante tactics. We're not going to vote for that because we don't want to offend the people who might accuse us that we are not sufficiently pro-death or pro-abortion, and therefore we'll abandon a vote that ought to be a no-brainer. Isn't it interesting that we have elected officials that cannot take a step forward in statesmanship because of their political impulse to appease their base so that they can get reelected? And you wonder why we don't have bipartisan initiatives? Here's a layup. for a bipartisan vote. This is a layup where I disagree with you on abortion, but what I don't disagree on is everybody ought to be protected by the federal government's Department of Justice in terms of vigilante tactics, in terms of assault against life and property. That doesn't matter. We are going to make sure everybody is protected. Now, there's a place for bipartisanship. I will predict for you there will be numerous elected officials who will not vote for this initiative because those who are being attacked are pro-life. And as far as they're concerned, I'm not going to vote to protect them because they're pro-life. And one of my reasons is I've got my political base over here that's pro-abortion, and I don't want to do anything that might be confused with support for pro-life, even an equal application of justice for all of the citizens of the United States. Tom, that's what begins to create distrust. When you have an opportunity, not simply for bipartisanship, just principled leadership of applying the law evenly. We saw the horrors of that in the Jim Crow days. We saw the horrors of that in the 19th century when certain groups, because of their ideology or their ethnicity, did not have their rights affirmed with equality and therefore were not protected as justice looked the other way with vigilante attacks upon them. And that is exactly where we are right now. Will they step up and do what is right with this initiative? And I'd encourage our listeners to track with it. And Tom, if I can just take it a step further. I understand you're answerable to your people, and I understand that you have a political base. But there comes a time that you look at your vow, which is to uphold the Constitution of the United States. And you cannot allow the prostitution of your office. I will not uphold that vow if I think it may cost me votes in the next election. No, that is what you were elected to do. We are in a desperate need of principled statesmen, not those who would sell out convictions or their oath of office simply to appease a political base. As this initiative makes its way through, we will get the opportunity to document those who are principled in their elected office. On the one hand, I'm looking forward to seeing if we will see principled votes or not. On the other hand, I have to confess, I believe the same impetus in the executive branch of the government to not apply the law evenly in the investigation and apprehension of those who have done these acts of violence. It's clear that selective law enforcement is taking place. I am praying that at least at the congressional level, there will be a rejection of the prejudicial law enforcement that's being revealed in this issue, and instead calling upon the Department of Justice and the FBI to do their job and to do it right in the protection of our citizens, whether they are politically pro-life or not. Statesmen who are principled do what's best for the nation and the next generation. Politicians that are pragmatic and pandering do what is best for their next election. As this initiative moves forward, the votes will put the individuals on record in terms of whether they are at least to some degree statesmen or whether they are simply self-serving politicians. Clearly, our need today are such statesmen.
As we close out for today, let me remind you that on Fridays we do something special. It's called Ask the Pastor. And this is your opportunity to be a part of this podcast by sending us your questions. Questions related to what do the Scriptures mean, or questions concerning the issues of life and how the Scriptures address those issues. Send your questions to Harry Reeder at askthepastor@briarwood.org. And let me also remind you, the best way to stay in touch with Harry Reeder and Today in Perspective is by downloading the Briarwood app. It's easy. Simply go to your favorite app store, type in Briarwood PCA. You'll have access to audio, video, and written resources that will encourage and challenge your walk in the Lord Jesus Christ. Best of all, the app is yours at no cost. Again, go to your favorite app store, type in Briarwood PCA. Well, do stop by again tomorrow, Wednesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.